really, what to tell you much about them, I really don't know. My.
Do you know anything of the occupation they had? I guess they were mostly farmers, or?
Well, Grandpa was a carpenter and a farmer. Oh, my dad's father. My.
On your mother's side?
My mother's father was a traveling man, and he was a bookkeeper. He was a hotel keeper and a bookkeeper type person.
You can tell me a little about their ethnic ancestry. Where were their people from originally?
Well, of course, I think my mother was from she's English and Irish a little bit, but the name is a little colony in northern France, and means leaping from stone to stone, and it's really French because it's spelled with two E's, E-E-N, and that makes it the French.
And your father's people, where were they from? Or your grandfather's people?
Well, they were Upper Canada, and I don't really know.
Where they had been from? Okay, I see. Now you can tell me a little about your husband while he's here to listen. You can tell me a little about him, his birthplace, all those same sorts of things.
My dear husband is George Gilbert, and he likes to be called Gib, G-I-B. He was born in Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, 150 miles west of here. His father was born in Wyoming in 1884, and his mother was born in Pennsylvania in 1886. And, of course, his father's people came from Illinois to Wyoming, and his mother's people came from Pennsylvania to Wyoming on stagecoaches and that type of thing.
And from the old country, where were they? Were they from?
Well, my father's come from Holland.
Holland or Pennsylvania people Dutch
come from
people.
Scotch and English, Doan.
Okay. Well, now we can move on to a. That's great. Very fascinating. All these little stories. Let me move on.
Never stories. You see the stories on the dome. Got a whole book of it.
Okay. Let me. I guess the interview will change a little now. We'll talk a little about your parents. What did you call them?
What did I call them? Oh, mother and daddy.
Okay. And your mother and father together, the two of them would be your
parents.
Okay. There we go. I have to come up with some of these words. Any other words you might have for parents?
Not me. We didn't. We didn't call them the old man, the old woman.
Okay. And what about? Oh, you didn't tell me about your offspring. Maybe you could tell me a little about them.
We have five wonderful sons. Huh? Andy, the oldest, was. They were. The first three were born in Fremont County in Lander. Andy is the oldest one. He was born February the 28th in 1942. Cecil Gilbert was born July the 16th, 1943. And Brenton Eugene was born November 28th, 1944. I was pregnant 36 months out of 27 months out of 36. Then
found out what's causing it.
Then we skipped 6.5 years and had our son, Dave William, was born April the 16th of 1951. And 3.5 years later, we had Charles Bruce, and he was born the 4th of July in 1954. So we love our boys.
And if you'd, what's another name, if you had a son and also a, if you'd had one of the other flavor, you would have had a son and a
daughter.
Okay. And sons and daughters together, you would call them?
Children. Once in a while, I call them kids.
Okay, great.